officially has a king. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. King Charles III is now officially Britain's monarch after the traditional accession ceremony in London today. Fox's Greg Palcott is at Buckingham Palace.
In his speech during the ceremony, Charles, of course, thought back to his mother. Here is a bit of what he had to say.
I am deeply aware of this great inheritance and of the duties and heavy responsibilities of sovereignty.
And yes, the focus certainly is on the late queen. Her body remains up in Scotland. It will be moved tomorrow for ceremonies there and then brought down here to Buckingham Palace and then onwards for a full week's worth of remembrance.
The queen's state funeral will be held a week from Monday. Russia's defense ministry says it's pulling forces out of two areas of the Kharkiv region in Ukraine. Western defense officials say Ukrainian forces had punched through Russian front lines south of Kharkiv. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was in the Czech Republic yesterday.
We can only do what we've done thus far in continuing to support Ukraine so that it can have the strongest hand on the battlefield. When it goes to negotiations, have the strongest hand at the negotiating table.
The U.S. recently approved another military aid package for Ukraine. Vice President Kamala Harris speaking at the Democratic National Committee summer meeting in National Harbor, Maryland. She touted the recently passed Inflation Reduction Act, which is designed in part to lessen prescription drug prices.
Because of us, Democrats, Medicare now has the power to negotiate drug prices on behalf of 60 million Americans. Because we don't put profits before people.
Republicans had argued against the measure. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Chicago high school student is dead after he was shot Friday afternoon outside of his apartment complex. Fox 32 Chicago's Nate Rogers has more on the story.
Rapid gunfire resulting in a massive crime scene and a 17-year-old now dead.
I saw them when they took the victim away on the stretcher.
Chicago police were seen examining what appears to be the victim's yellow book bag. Police say the Kenwood High School student was going off campus for lunch right before an altercation with men inside of a vehicle.
This vehicle then chased our victim into a parking lot where at least two occupants of that vehicle exited and began firing upon the victim.
The 17-year-old suffering multiple gunshot wounds, including a bullet to the head. He died at the hospital. Kenwood High School, located two blocks away, was on a soft lockdown during the shooting.
Police say the shooting appears to be targeted and no suspects are in custody. An Arizona law that would restrict people from filming police has been blocked by a federal judge.
A newly passed Arizona law will not take effect later this month. Republican state lawmakers recently passed the measure banning people from filming police from 8 feet or closer if the officer tells them to stop. Supporters say it prevents folks from interfering with an investigation or arrest. The American Civil Liberties Union and opponents, though, argued it violates the First Amendment. A federal judge agreed during a Friday hearing and issued an order preventing the law from being enforced. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Two American Indian tribes in South Dakota have agreed to purchase 40 acres of land near the Wounded Knee National Historic Landmark on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. The agreement ends a decades-long dispute over land that's the site of the Wounded Knee Massacre of 1890, in which U.S. soldiers killed hundreds of Lakota people. They were buried in a mass grave at a nearby Catholic cemetery. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.